concerning some current affairs, some current events that actually are very relevant to this church, to the Baptist church altogether. And I just entitled this message, In the News. It's in the news. Over the last couple of weeks, I've been watching some videos that were highly recommended to me. Now, somebody sent them to me to set me straight. So I, out of fairness, I watched the video, most of it. But I found that like 5 minutes into it, I just couldn't tolerate it anymore. Mm-hmm. I mean, when it starts off wrong, you can look for it to be wrong the rest of the way.
Right.
For example, the first video was called The Church History. Church History. And it started off on the day of Pentecost. I put a little comment under there. I asked him, why did you leave off the beginning of the church history? You should start at the beginning if you're going to start with history.
Right.
And of course, he didn't do that. To him, and to the most modern Christians today, church history begins at the day of Pentecost. I just haven't figured out who that 3,000, what that 3,000 people were added to.
Right.
Nobody can seem to answer that. In the other video, and it'll lead me to the third one that we're going to talk about today, was denominations in a nutshell. He was going to explain all the religious denominations in a nutshell. And he began with the Baptists, which was good. But he just didn't quite get there with it. And his description of the Baptists was no different than the description of the Protestants. Mm. It was the same thing. He might as well just said Protestants. Mm. I don't think it's fair to call Baptists a denomination. A denomination, if you look at it money-wise, is a part of something.
Right.
It's a part. Like you have a $100 bill, a 20 is a part of that. It's not the whole 100, but it's a portion of it. And we have religious denominations today. Some are 20s, and some are 10s, and some are 5s, and some are 1s. But it's not the whole thing. The Baptist Church was the first church, and it is the Church of Jesus Christ. You can't leave out John the Baptist and say, that's church history.
Right.
You have to start at the beginning. And I'm not knocking the other denominations. I'm not. They're welcome to come here. They're welcome to worship with us. I believe many of them are saved. But they're not the whole. They're a portion of it. They came from the original. Then I went to the third video, which was quite disturbing. It was a debate between a fundamentalist and a New Age Christian. And when I say New Age Christian, I'm talking about one that wears a veil of rainbows. Mm. One that believes everything in the Bible is not relevant unless it's written in red. But if you look in the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, so God created man in his own image. And that word man there includes male and female.
Right.
In the image of God created him. Male and female created he him, them. Means there's an order. Adam was created first. Eve was created second. God chose that order. And God told them to be fruitful and multiply. Well, this so-called pastor, I don't even like to put him in quotation mark because he's not a pastor. What he preaches is an abomination to God.
Amen.
It's an abomination. God calls it abomination over and over again in his word.
Yes.
That's why the man rips pages out of his Bible, you see. That's why he only accepts what's written in red, you see. He has to get rid of the rest of it because it condemns him. The Bible condemns him. They go on to say, oh, well, the animals are homosexual. Are they? No, God created all the animals, male and female, just like he created man, male and female.
Right.
And this is more of an adult message than for children, I'm sorry. But at least I know there's adults here that can explain to the children what this all means. Whereas rightfully they should. A lot of that animal activity you see is just a show of dominance. You can take any animal in the world and give him a choice between a male and a female, and 100% he's going to take the female.
Right.
100% of the time. Don't tell me animals are gay. I don't believe it. God's word doesn't teach it. They are not gay. They are just how God created them to be, male and female.
Right.
Such nonsense. You think this is bad? The world is crazy. This business about changing your gender is just foolishness. God created a time in the child's life where he's neutral. Until that time, he becomes a man or becomes a woman. Until he comes to puberty, he can have the tendencies of both. Because he's not there yet. And to take that child and say, because he plays with a doll, and say, oh, he must be a girl, it's an abomination. It's an abomination to God. It's child abuse, what they're doing to children today.
Yeah.
Say you have a young male child that wants to play with dolls or wants to wear dresses. Boy, there might be a problem there. But instead of giving him medical treatment to make him what he actually is, they're going to make him what he's actually not. And call it science. It's absolutely child abuse. Absolutely. The book of Romans, I'm going to give it to you right. I'm going to give it to you right out of the Word of God. You can accept it or you can reject it. No matter to me. Romans chapter 1, starting at verse 24. And we're talking about this particular group of people. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness, through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God, what I'm telling you about, the truth of God, that there's only male and there's only female, and turned it into a lie. They turned it into a lie. And they worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Get down a couple of verses. For this cause. Not because they're bad folks or anything, but it's for this cause that God gave them up to their vile affections. For even the woman did change her natural use, which is against nature. It says it's against, not only is it against God, it's against God's nature. And likewise, also the men leaving the natural use of the woman, burning the lust one toward another. Men with men. Working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense for the error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, and they don't. Oh, they believe in God, but they don't like Him. They hate Him.
That's right.
God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, with all fornication and wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy and murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God. They know He exists. They're despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection. You can dump all your abortionists into that category, without natural affection.
Mm-hmm.
Implacable, unmerciful, who knowing that they know the judgment of God, they know what the Bible says, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. You can read back there in the Old Testament. They put them people to death.
Mm-hmm.
This is not saying we should put them to death. It says they put them to death. They were worthy of that. It doesn't operate that way under Christ. Knowing they know what they're doing is worthy of death. Not only do they do it, but they have pleasure in them that do them. That, if you want to define evil, if you want to know what evil is, that's it. Having pleasure in doing wrong. Listen. Some of us were like them. We've all dealt with problems and issues one way or another, and even according in this, this doesn't stop you from being saved.
Mm-hmm.
That what I just read is, that's the definition of woke, in case you needed to know.
Yeah.
If a homosexual couple came in here, they'd be welcome to sit here. They'd be welcome to listen to every word I said. The preacher would welcome them. He would preach to them.
Yeah.
But as long as they live that lifestyle and they don't condemn that lifestyle, and they're out in the street and they're having parades saying, we're doing right, this is all good, I couldn't vote for them to be a member here.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you couldn't either.
Right.
These are some main tenets of God's Word, what we're talking about here today. During that debate, I was listening to that pastor. Oh, first of all, let me give you some red flags. If they're wearing a rainbow collar, or if it's a woman that's got short cropped hair and pink colors, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
Those things are against God's word.
Amen.
Well, welcome Brenda. Let her get in and get seated. Anyway, this pastor, I'm not going to say his name, all right? I'm not going to give him any exposure whatsoever, none, who he is. But listen, he's got a big following, huge. And I would dare to say those type of churches outnumber true churches today by a long way. We are in a minority, and I mean a small one. Mm-hmm. And what I'm telling you today is considered hate speech by them.
Yeah.
The Bible's hate speech. And it's me that should be condemned for speaking it. I don't know if some of y'all know it, but you know, over there in Israel, there's a bunch of people over in Israel that they're all for this.
Mm-hmm.
Tel Aviv's the biggest homosexual town in the world, from my research. Now you can research yourself, you can study it. They're the biggest purveyors of abortion, the biggest purveyors of pornography. But thank God there's a remnant over there that's not. But this pastor, he says, turn over your Bible to Matthew. We're going to see all about it. Matthew 19:12. I'm going to prove to you that God accepts homosexuals just like they are. They can go on about their business and do their own thing. And he started out, for there were some eunuchs which were born from their mother's womb, and there were some eunuchs which were made eunuchs of men, and there were some eunuchs which made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it. A eunuch is a man.
Right.
That's the definition of it.
Yeah.
A man that cannot bring forth children, cannot procreate. He's still a man. To say that this means he's some kind of trans pansexual is a lie.
Amen.
It's a eunuch.
Mm-hmm.
There's a description of women that are in the same condition. They're called barren.
Yeah.
It's in the Bible. It's a condition of men. Some people are born that way. Some people make themselves that way. So for him to say eunuchs or the homosexual community is a lie and abomination.
Amen.
And it only takes a Webster dictionary to look it up and see the truth.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to see that God called Sarah barren because she had no children,
mm-hmm.
That's in Genesis 11. Then he went on to talk about Stephen, or was it Philip or Stephen and the eunuch? The man actually had the nerve to say, if it's not written in red, it's not the word of God.
Hmm.
That's exactly what he needed to say. That's the only way he can get around. Because the Bible condemns him from the beginning to the end to that lifestyle.
Yeah.
1 Corinthians 6:18 says, flee fornication. Every sin a man that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. And there's a multitude of things under that fornication that apply to that. First Corinthians 7:2 says, nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, let every woman have her own husband. And that says man and woman. It doesn't say trans or what you think you are. And this is not new in world history. This is not a new thing that we're dealing with. And probably if this message was broadcast, it wouldn't surprise me if they don't come and protest here. It wouldn't surprise me a bit that they would come here and try to do damage to what God has built. I'm sure they would if they knew. But a little bit of history, back in history. Get my notes in line. We had some kings of Israel that just did not do the right thing concerning God. And they just, like our leaders today, whatever you want, you got. I mean, have it. However you live, however you act is a good thing. Have your own religion, do this, do that, do the other. It's all good. But there was a time in history where Shaphan the scribe, he found a book of the law. Mm-hmm. He found a book in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah gave that book to Shaphan, and he read it, and Shaphan the scribe came to the king, and we're talking about King Josiah here. He came to King Josiah. He said, look, I found a book. We better look at this thing. We better read this thing. He came to the king and brought the king the word again and said, thy servants have gathered money and that was found in the house and have delivered it into thy hand, and of them that were it, that they have oversight of the house of the Lord. And Shaphan the scribe showed the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest hath delivered me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. And it came to pass, when the king heard the words of the book of the law, he rent his clothes.
Yeah.
He rent his clothes. He said, my God, what have we been doing? My God, look at this nation. My God, what have we let in here? That's where we're at today. We should be renting our clothes because we've let things get to such a point that churches say homosexuals good and holy. That is not wrong. Well, the king said, go and inquire to the Lord for me and for the people and for all of Judah concerning the words that are in this book. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is kindled against us because of these things. Our fathers have not hearkened unto the words of this book to do according to all that is written in this book. And Josiah, he broke down the house of the Sodomites. That's those people we're talking about.
Yeah.
They were the first to go.
Yeah.
They had no business around the house of God.
Amen.
And he broke down the house of the Sodomites that were not in the house of the Lord, just the ones that were by it. just the ones that were bad. And broke them down. Where the women wove hangings for the groves. And the groves was another thing that Israel let creep in.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pagan worship system where you went into the groves to worship whatever god you desired.
Yeah.
1 Kings 14:22, and Rehoboam and Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they provoked the Lord with jealousy with their sins which they had committed above all that their fathers had done. For they also built them high places, they built them images and groves and every high hill and under every green tree. And there were also Sodomites in the land, and they did according to all the abominations of the nations which the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. The Lord had got rid of these people, and they came back in, and Israel let them creep back in. We were watching a little news clip yesterday about that little boy that thinks he's a girl. May God help that person.
Yeah.
It's so sad what has been allowed to happen to that young man. So sad. I thank God that Christ is able. Christ can turn that around, even in that state of condition.
Amen.
He's able. And that would be if they came here and they wanted to join in this worship. God welcome them. They're welcome here. But we're not going to deny the truth to save their feelings. Because we found a book.
Amen.
We found a book that tells us the truth. That God created them, male and female. And they're one or the other.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And there is a very small percentage of those who were born, maybe with both aspects. God bless them. But in our science today, there is a way to tell which is the dominant. And to help that person in a way that's helpful instead of hurtful. Not to turn back and do the exact opposite of what should be done. I have a hard time with science these days. When they take an obvious male child and say, well, this must be a female because she thinks she is, or he thinks he is. And instead of helping that child be what they are, we're going to make them to be what they're not. And therein is that same person we was talking about on the TV yesterday. So confused. Has no idea what it is. Now I'm getting real close to closing time. This is what I'd like you to turn to the book of Jude. The book of Jude, chapter 1. There, verse 3, and Jude says, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto thee of the common salvation," and we do have a common salvation, and a lot of those denominations, though, that's common salvation. They're saved people in the Catholic Church, I have no doubt. I'm friends with a lot of them, I know they're saved. But a lot of the book has been left out or rejected to them. "It was needful," Jude says, "for me to write unto you." It's needful. He saw a need there. "And exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. That's what we're doing today. For there are certain men crept in unawares. Just like they crept in back there in old Israel, they've crept in now and are beginning to dominate the church. The church. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Huh. There's a sermon in that right there in those four words.
Right.
But God, he said, they're ungodly men, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. I'm not even going to define that word for you. Your homework is to look it up. And then see how it applies to the modern day. And denying the only Lord God and even our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's funny that he would say, even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh. They despise dominion. They speak evil of dignities. And I'm not a dignity. But if this was to get out, I'm sure they would be speaking evil of me. You don't have to be a dignity. All you got to do is say, well, God said that there's males and females. God made us a male and a female. And you will take fire for that.
Yep.
You will be condemned for that. They will despise you for that. But I see that this has all been foreordained of old. We're right where we're supposed to be. I look for the Lord to come back any day. I don't know how much worse it can get. I don't know how much worse it can get. But having faith in the Lord, having faith in God, and having overcome some of these same issues myself, I'm not condemning anybody. I'm telling you that God said it's wrong.
Right.
And there's a way to escape it. Not to embrace it, but to escape it. And may God bless you all. Thank you for listening. Brother, that's it.